Saints Perpetua and Felicity, pray for us. I myself will lead my sheep and feed them and bring them to pasture. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, this is one of those days in which you could say to yourself, now if I were going to be an animal, what kind of an animal would I be? From time to time we ask that question, and it could be interesting to think about. And I'm mentioning animals today because you might say today we have an animal mass. That is to say that the animals come as a symbol. Symbol, remember, or sign is something that stands for something else. So we have a rather long gospel today for the first ferial day of the first week of Lent, and it's about the judgment of the world at the very end, and our Lord, he's the Good Shepherd, is coming to separate the sheep from the goats. So those would be two possibilities, and I hope you don't choose the goats. Some traditional Catholics rather favor goats, of course. I think goat milk is supposed to be very good for you. I've never tried it myself. That would be a little bit step too far, but sometimes there's little exchanges of goat milk that I see in the refrigerator, and people raise goats. But in the Bible, the goats have a very bad press. The goats stand for the souls that go to hell, and the lambs stand for the souls, the sheep, who follow Jesus. Why? Because he's our good shepherd. And the judgment today is all about the way you treat your fellow Catholics. If you give them to eat when they're hungry, or you take them in if they have no place to stay, and things like that, our Lord says it's exactly the same as if you were treating me that way. But our Lord, for his part, even though we're his sheep and he takes very good care of us, sometimes treats us a little harshly in order to purify our souls, maybe, or to allow us to prove our love for him. And that's where we get the other animals today. Today we have the feast day of two wonderful saints from northern Africa in the persecutions, and they were mothers and they were martyrs, and their names are Saint Perpetua and Felicity, and we say their name every day in the canon of the Mass after the consecration. And Perpetua was a noble woman from a very good family, and Felicity was a very humble slave girl, and they were about the same age, around 22, and they were arrested with some others, including some family members, for being Christians. And Perpetua had just given birth to a baby, and she was still nursing her baby son, and Felicity was just about to have a baby. And they were put on trial, and they had to overcome their love for their own family to prove that they were worthy to be members of the family of Christ. And so, first of all, before it even gets really bad, Saint Perpetua, who, like Saint Joseph, had a series of dreams at night, a vision, really. She had a vision or a holy dream in which she saw that she was going up a ladder, and on either side of the ladder were swords and scissors and knives and sharp edges. And you had to stay exactly on the ladder or else you would get cut. And when she got to the top of the ladder, it was a beautiful green pasture, and there was a shepherd there with white hair, and he was taking care of his sheep, and he was milking the sheep, one mother sheep he was milking. And then when Perpetua got to the top, he offered her a bowl of the milk of the sheep. And she understood that that was our Lord, and that our Lord would take care of us, and that he would himself feed us and refresh us. We mustn't worry about things, not even about animals or anything. So when she went on trial, even though her father, who was a pagan, begged her, please, to become a pagan again and to have mercy upon him because he was an old man, she said that she couldn't. She explained that that's just who I am now, and I am a Christian. I couldn't possibly go back to being a pagan. And Felicity, for her part, she was very strong too, and she had her baby in prison. And she went through a lot of pain and suffering when she gave birth to her baby, and the guards made fun of her, and they said, if you think you're suffering now, how do you think you're going to feel when you're facing the wild beasts and the animals? Well, she said, right now, it's Felicity who's suffering, but later on, it will be Jesus Christ, my good shepherd. He'll be suffering in me and for me, and it will be all right. And so it was. A few days after she gave birth, then someone had adopted her little baby girl, and someone had adopted, well, St. Perpetua went back to the family. Her little son went back to the family, and they were ready to go. And what do you think they had to face? Wild beasts in the amphitheater. And one was a crazy kind of a cow, we call a mad cow, that was sick and had big horns. And then there were bears, and I think there were some tigers, and there was certainly a leopard that ate the brother of Saint Perpetua. And they weren't afraid at all. The only thing was that those crazy pagans wanted our saints to dress up like pagan gods, to put on costumes to amuse the crowds. That was the custom. And they said, oh no. Perpetua was their spokesperson. She said, oh no, we are suffering for our freedom, for our liberty to follow Jesus Christ. We're not going to go with your devil worship and your false gods. And the soldier was impressed, and he let them go out just as they were. Well, the wild cow came and tossed St. Perpetua up in the air, and she fell. And when she fell, her clothing was ripped. And the first thing that she did, even though she was wounded, she was very modest, was to put her clothing back together again. And then, being a woman, she checked her hair, and she saw that her hair was a little bit off. And back then, a woman let her hair get all sort of raggedy as a sign of being in mourning or being in distress. And she thought to herself, no, I don't want these pagans to think that I'm in mourning or I'm sad. I'm very happy. I will soon go to the bridegroom in heaven. So she fixed her hair. And then she looks for her friend, St. Felicity. She was her friend, even though she was a slave. Because when we're all united in Christ, we're all friends with each other. We don't think that we're better than anyone else or anything like that. Well, she looks for her friend, and she had been really hurt by the cow, and she helps her to get up. And for a moment, the pagan crowd were so impressed with these two young mothers, they were going to let them go. But then you can never count on a crowd. They changed their mind, and they said, put them to death. And they were put to death very happily and sweetly with the sword. Only when the time came for St. Felicity to be put to death, the soldier was very inexperienced, and he was nervous, and he didn't strike her in the right place. And so she was so brave that she guided the sword herself right to her neck so she could be dispatched and go to heaven where the good shepherd was waiting for her. Children, God didn't make me an animal. He made me a child of God. He made you all to be either little boys or girls. But remember that you at the same time do have to be a sheep, a lamb who follows Jesus. He's our good shepherd. And sometimes if some wild animals scare you, that means the devil or bad people or sin, don't worry, because our Lord is with you the whole time. Keep that ladder in mind today, won't you? You want to just stay right on the ladder and keep on going up, and don't worry about what's on the right hand, and don't worry about what's on the left. You just keep on going up. Why? Because Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is waiting for you at the top. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.